1 John 2:15 contains a command and a warning for Christians. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hi, I'm Rob West. You have a choice to be worldly or kingdom-minded with your finances. But beware, God's way is definitely countercultural. We'll talk about that today, and then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Most people like to fit in, follow the crowd, and keep up with the Joneses. But if you're a Christian, God calls you to live with a different set of values than the world has. This kind of countercultural thinking is just what Jesus demonstrated during his ministry, and it applies to every part of your life, including money. The question is this: do your actions and attitudes around money reflect the world's values or God's? Imagine that I've got a piece of paper with a line right down the middle. On the left side are the world's messages about money and possessions. On the right side is what God's Word says about the same issues. In most cases, the two mindsets are like night and day. Let's consider a few of those examples. The world claims that God is dead and that nothing, including what you do with your money, really matters. On the other hand, the Bible says our God is living, He is love, and you are His workmanship. What you do does matter. The culture says keeping things brings blessing. God's way says giving produces blessing. Another worldly ideology is the DIY philosophy. Do it all yourself because you're on your own and there's no accountability. But the Bible tells us that the Creator of heaven and earth is always with us and that He is our best source of help. The world believes that the goal of life is to get more money, more influence, more security. But God's Word tells us those things will eventually disappear. What has eternal value is knowing and loving God. Seek God first and everything else falls into place. Today's culture tries to convince us that wealth or success justifies pride. Conversely, God's Word warns that pride leads to destruction, and humility is a source of victory. Another worldly assumption is that if someone cheats you or steals from you, it's okay to take revenge. A biblical worldview says just the opposite. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing so that you may inherit a blessing. That's from 1 Peter 3:9. The world says you can own things, but the Bible says things always end up owning you. What sets people free is not having possessions, but knowing Christ. There are lots more examples of how far apart the secular and Christian worldviews are, but I'll offer just one more. The world says it's okay to love money, even if you're a Christian. However, the biblical worldview is that it's impossible to love God and money at the same time because you can't serve two masters at once. As Christians, we're supposed to be different because we have a different Lord than the world does. As James 4:4 says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Does that mean we find a bunker somewhere and avoid all contact with anything or anyone who isn't Christian? Far from it. Look at how Jesus did things. During his earthly ministry, he served the people around him, demonstrating a kind of love that changed lives. He also had a knack for challenging cultural attitudes about relationships and possessions. He was a revolutionary, both in his time and ours. So if we're going to be followers of Christ, we have to learn from his example. We'll do things differently than the secular culture might expect. That means replacing greed with generosity, exchanging disrespect for love, and being a countercultural giver of our time, care, and resources. In light of all this, your financial choices are critical. First, your attitude about money reveals a lot about your heart. Second, how you handle money can be an example to others. They'll see the blessings that come from honesty, faithfulness, and generosity. The Apostle Peter calls us sojourners and exiles for a reason. We're on our way home, but we have a job to do in the meantime. We should love and serve others counterculturally as Jesus did, and when we do, God gets the glory. Our hope and prayer is that this program each day will recenter you on God's truth, give you hope, and allow you to be a testimony to the world in the process. Well, we want to tackle your financial questions today. You can get in on the conversation when you call 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. On this day in world history, the Communist Party of the USSR suspended its activities, ending the reign of the Soviet Union. Those were times filled with devastation, hunger, lack of care. Christians were heavily persecuted, but eventually the USSR collapsed. It brings to mind the words of Job 12:23. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. The Lord is in control over the nations. They answer to Him. Even the most wicked of nations will have a reckoning one day. And this is good news for God's people. The nations will one day bow before the one who rules over all. Take another step in your walk with Christ. Try out Anchor Devotional at getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Well, it's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. I'm looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. I'm sure there's some things you have on your mind as you manage God's money, trying to be faithful as a steward of His resources. And there's those practical decisions you need to make each day in your financial life. How much should we save and how do we balance the budget? And boy, we accumulated some debt and that racked up quickly and we've just been stuck trying to get it paid off, or perhaps we're trying to stay safe online and we've been notified, like a caller coming up here in a few moments, that we've had a data breach and our information is compromised. What do we do now? All of those questions are in play and so much more. We'd love to hear from you today. Our promise to you will be biblical in our approach, reverent to God's word, looking at His principles and passages, the big themes in Scripture. Will be encouraging and hopeful. We'll also be wise, not because I'm wise, but because God's word is at the core of everything that we talk about. We'd love to hear from you today. Lines are open, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. All right, let's dive in today. We're going to begin in Missouri. Hi, Diane. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Rob.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just interested in knowing the best way to invest $12,000 into either a CD, a Roth IRA, or a high-yield savings account. Which is better?
Okay. So the first question is the type of account, and a Roth IRA is one account type. There are others. And then the second is once we decide what account type to put the money in, then we can decide what type of investment, and that can be something as conservative as a CD or a savings account, and it can be, you know, even more aggressive like stocks and bonds. I didn't hear that in your list of options, so it may be that you're not considering that, but they are two separate decisions. So let's start with the account type. So you mentioned you have $12,000. How does this $12,000 fit to your other assets?
It's some money that I don't need.
Okay. Very good. And do you have emergency savings separate from this? Typically, we recommend having 3 to 6 months expenses liquid. Do you have that in addition to this $12,000?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So this is truly surplus. And let me just ask the time horizon on this. You said you don't need it now. Would you expect to need it in the next 5 years, or is this money you're really looking long term?
Well, I'm looking to retire probably in the next 7 years. So it's not money that I'm looking to use anytime soon. I'd like to use it for retirement. I'd like to build on it for retirement.
Got it. Okay. And you do have earned income right now. You're still working, correct?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. All right. And are you contributing to a retirement plan at work?
I do.
Okay, great.
I just increased it too.
Yeah. So if this is money that you're looking at to kind of supplement your other retirement assets that you're building each month out of salary deferral, that's great. And that's where a Roth IRA can, in fact, be a great option. So essentially, a Roth right now, if that money's sitting in your checking or your savings account, it's in a taxable environment, meaning if you put it in a CD and earn interest, you're going to pay tax on the interest. If you invest it and you have gains, you're going to pay tax on the gains because it's in that taxable environment. As soon as you make a deposit into a Roth IRA, now it's in a tax-free environment. And so as you invest it in a CD or, you know, in a money market account, which is similar to a bank savings account, or you put it in stocks and bonds, now all of that growth, there's no taxes in play. And then when you get ready to take it out in retirement a little bit at a time, you're not going to pay tax on it then either. So I like the idea of you putting it in a Roth, and then no matter what we choose to invest it in for the next 7 years or however long it's in there, because it may live in there a lot longer than even your retirement date, there's not going to be any drag on the returns or the yield from the taxes because it's in a tax-free environment. What you would typically want to do is probably open that Roth IRA, maybe at a Charles Schwab or a Fidelity, one of the discount brokerages that gives you wide access to lots of investments. Now, if you're wanting to keep it in the most conservative end of the risk spectrum, then yes, you could buy what are called brokered CDs through a Fidelity or Schwab inside a Roth IRA. You could even open the Roth IRA at a bank and buy, you know, a bank CD there. That would be an option. And then you could also put it into what's called a money market account, which is the equivalent of a savings account in a Roth IRA. And that would give you, you know, a rate of return consistent with what high yield savings are paying right now. That will be coming down as interest rates fall, but, you know, it's fairly attractive today. So I like both of those options. I think you could probably do a little bit better in a CD because you could go ahead and lock it in for a year or two, whereas with the high yield savings, those rates are going to be coming down probably even in the next 30 days. It's going to be slow, the decline, but they will come down as the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates. Does that all make sense, though?
Yeah, it does, and I noticed that that's already started in high yield account that I do have a couple of hundred dollars going in. But so do a CD within a Roth IRA.
That's right. Yes, because the Roth is the tax treatment. It's the type of account that it is. And inside the Roth, there's no tax that is related to the investments or the holdings. And then you have to decide, okay, now what am I going to put it in once it's in the Roth? And what you're saying is I'd like to put it in certificates of deposit. And you absolutely can do that.
Okay. And then also, how do you get this information? I just downloaded your app. So is that all this information kind of in that app, or do you have a book or something that explains these different ways of saving?
Yeah. It's a good question. Let me send you a book. And are you talking specifically investing or just kind of more generally how to manage God's money?
I think generally how to manage.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like saving, like I'm asking now.
Yes, very good. Yeah, let me send you a book that I think would be helpful there. I mean, the app is going to be great for you to set up a spending plan and track how you're managing God's money on a daily basis using the digital envelope system. If you want to go that route, you could connect, you know, this Roth IRA, you could connect your checking and your savings account. And then inside the app, you know, as the money comes in, you could have it automatically moved over into your various envelopes. It's not physically moving money. It's just happening in the app. And then at any point during the month, you could open it up and say, what do I have left in my eating out? What do I have left in my giving account? You know, those kinds of things. And then we've got all of our broadcast archives and great helpful articles in there on how to manage money God's way. But I think just in terms of having it all in one place, I'll send you a book from Howard Dayton called Your Money Counts. And I think that will give you a good overview of just how to manage money in light of biblical wisdom. It'll be our gift to you, Diane. We'll just put that in the mail to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
Oh, I'm so glad. Listen, you stay on the line, and Sandy will pick it up, get your information, and we will get that right out to you. Thanks so much for calling today. We appreciate it. Well, folks, we're just getting cranked up here today. We've got plenty more show ahead, which means room for your phone calls. We'll be talking to Ann in Arkansas after the break. We'll also chat with Brad in Mississippi, but we've got room for your questions. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
When you're shopping for toothpaste, does suggested profanity in their commercial cause you to be more likely to buy it? No. You want clean teeth, fresh breath, and maybe some whitener, right? Well, Hello needs to hear that the implication of foul language doesn't increase your desire to buy their toothpaste. In fact, the opposite is true. Please sign the petition at 1millionmoms.com asking Hello to cancel their strangely noticeable commercial and be more responsible in their ads. 1millionmoms.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Hi, I'm Riley Wellman, director of the AFA Foundation. One of my main things that I like to do is visit with our supporters, whether it's traveling or just on the phone. We just love to meet with people, and if they have a complicated situation, we would love to sit down and talk with them. You can visit us at afafoundation.net or give us a call at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Hey, we could use your help between now and the end of the month. That's right, just a couple of days away. Our listener support goal, we're just $2,500 away from reaching our goal for the month of August. If you count on this program, maybe it's been an encouragement to you. You've been able to apply something you've heard in your financial life, and you'd like to support the ministry, we'd certainly be grateful. Help us reach our goal between now and August the 31st when you go to faithfi.com and click give. That's faithfi.com. And click give. You can make a one-time gift, and that would help us out between now and the end of August, or you could become a FaithFi partner. That's those who support the ministry at $35 a month or more. And one of the benefits, among others, is that you'll receive pre-release copies of all of our studies and devotions at your door every time they come out. Our brand new devotion, Look at the Sparrows, is just around the corner. It's beautiful, but more importantly, it's going to recenter you on God's Word over 21 days, helping you to deal with financial fear and anxiety by looking at Scripture and just meditating on God's Word and being encouraged through the devotionals and memorizing Scripture and some practical application exercises. It's all there. Again, it's called Look at the Sparrows. It comes out in September, and if you're a FaithFi partner, you'll get a pre-release copy at your door. We can't wait for you to put your hands on it. But more than anything, just in this time of uncertainty, and I know the election is right around the corner, and a lot of folks just really anxious right now, I think this will be a way to just bring you back to seeing God as your ultimate treasure, depending on Him, replacing fear with faith, and really leaning into all that God has for you. You can join as a FaithFi partner today, again at faithfi.com. Just click give. All right, we're going to head to the phones here. We've got a few lines open. Plenty of time for you to get your question in the mix today. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. All right, out to Arkansas. Ann, you've been very patient. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you. We are senior citizens, retired, and we've had credit freezes on our all three credit agencies for several years. Because of a data breach at our bank, they paid for identity defense to monitor our data.
Yes, ma'am.
And because of a data breach at my retirement, the TIAA, they are paying for Kroll to monitor my data.
Okay.
We also have free monitoring from Discover Card.
Okay.
I listened to your program yesterday regarding national public data.
Yes, ma'am.
Breach, and we were notified by email from Discover and from Identity Defense that our data had been breached. Some of the recommendations, besides freezing your credit, were to get your free credit report.
Yes.
And to monitor postings of your earnings into socialsecurity.gov.
Yes.
Since we are retired and have the credit freeze, we don't know if there's really any point in getting the credit reports or checking the Social Security earnings.
Hmm. Yeah. Very good. And I know this is a lot and it can weigh on you. And so let me just encourage you. You're doing all the right things. And I'm glad to hear you're staying vigilant and thinking through this. Unfortunately, this is just kind of a reality of the world we live in, where these data breaches, no one is immune to it, not the federal government, not the biggest corporations in the world. And so we just need to be on our guard. It's not something we need to fear, but we do need to make sure we're taking the proper steps. I like the fact that you've taken advantage of the credit monitoring that was provided to you. I would generally recommend for folks that are notified about data breaches, and it seems like these happen every few months. You know, if you're doing any kind of business with major companies, you're going to experience this. And anytime it's provided for you, and it's generally paid for 12 months following a breach, I would take full advantage of it because it's just one more layer of protection. I like the idea of the credit freeze. That's probably your biggest defense, because what is the most likely harmful outcome of a data breach is that your personal information, including your social and you know, other pieces of information, date of birth and address, could end up on the dark web, where essentially crooks will take that, impersonate your identity, and try to open accounts or take out loans in your name. And the best defense to stop them in their tracks, among other things, is the credit freeze, which prevents that hard inquiry from happening. So that's a good thing. I think the other two steps for you to take are, number one, I do like you pulling that credit report periodically, maybe 2 to 3 times a year. And you can do that at annualcreditreport.com. That's the only website sanctioned by the government that gives you access at no cost to the reports from all three bureaus. Now, that's just going to ensure that you don't at any point see accounts show up on your credit file that you don't recognize or that you didn't authorize, which would be a telltale sign that somebody has, in fact, stolen your identity and is transacting business in your name. So that would be why you would do that. And then beyond that, I would just monitor your accounts, checking and credit cards, anything that you have active, just to make sure you're always recognizing the transactions that are occurring there. And none of these accounts have been compromised along the way. And then beyond that, just the general best practices of not giving out information, you know, for somebody that contacts you over the phone, regardless of what they tell you, who they represent. And not clicking on links and emails and providing information there, despite where it says the email is coming from and the logo that might be in the body of the message. But I think beyond that, you know, you're doing all the right things.
What about checking earnings posted to Social Security?
Yeah. And you can do that. That's not a big concern for me. I mean, you'd go to myssa.gov and you can, you know, just review your earnings history to ensure that no unauthorized income is reported under your Social Security number. That would be yet another step that you could take. And as long as you had the process to do that nailed down and the login and the password, it should take you just a few seconds. And you can incorporate that into your rhythm of checking all your accounts. Thanks for your call. Lord bless you. We'll be right back. 19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 through 8 direct us to display scripture in our homes and other places. It says you should decorate with the word of God and that you are to fill your hearts and minds with these words. There's no greater cause than for those of us who know Christ to share him and God's word.
Get the full article, God's Word on Display by Joseph Parker on thestand.net and join the movement to put God's word on display at 10laws.us.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Hey, a big thanks to Steve in Macon. He just came in and supported the ministry just a few moments ago at faithfi.com. Just clicking give, that'll help us reach our goal between now and the end of August to stay on pace for listener support. As a listener-supported ministry, we rely on you, and so thankful for so many of you who support our work here at faithfi.com. Just click on the give tab. Heading back to the phones here, we've got room for one or two more today, 800-525-7000. Let's go out to Mississippi. Hi, Brad. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure that I want to make sure that my wife and I are doing the right thing. We've been blessed recently by God where we have no debt other than a mortgage. We do use a credit card because it gives us points, but we pay it off before we get tabbed with interest. I want to make sure we're still keeping our credit score, you know, either maintaining it or raising it.
Yeah. Well, well done. Love the fact that you're debt-free except for the house. You're probably, you know, on a path to get that paid off along the way, and that's a good thing. And, you know, you're thinking about just maintaining your high credit score. What is that score today, roughly? Do you know?
Last time I checked, like 780.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, if you ever needed to go out and borrow some money to buy a car, or, you know, you wanted to open another credit card because you, you know, were using it for budget items, but you found one that gave you better rewards or cash back or something, I mean, you're going to qualify for the very best rates and terms with something 780 plus. I mean, the big idea is credit utilization, so keeping your balances below 30% of the limit. The only place that may come into play, even for someone who's paying it off every month, is, you know, let's say, you know, you have a balance or a limit of $10,000 on that card. And let's say you're putting all, you know, of your expenses on it. And, you know, you're getting up above, 30%. You probably would. I mean, that'd be spending, you know, quite a bit of money. Let's say you did and you spent $5,000. And so now you've got 50% utilization. And that's reported to the bureau at the end of the cycle before you come in and pay it off. So, you know, you're paying it by the due date, which means you're not getting any interest, or you're not paying any interest, but the balance as of the close of the cycle is what's being reported to the bureau. And so if your, you know, balance prior to you paying it off is up above 30%, that is, you know, probably having an impact on your score. Probably not major, because the biggest thing you're doing is keeping yourself as an on-time payer, and you've got this long history of paying bills on time, and over time you've eliminated, you know, all of your debt except your mortgage. All that's working for you, and that's why you have the 780. But if you wanted to get it up above 800, that may be one of the strategies where you actually come in and pay it off prior to the close of the cycle, and then the balance being reported to the bureau is actually zero, not the balance prior to you making that, you know, payment by the due date. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but let me make sure. You're saying that if the balance shows zero, that'll raise my credit score as opposed to, say, 30% and then paying it off prior to due date.
Yeah.
The better
is
to have zero.
Better is to have zero. Yeah. And I wouldn't say and pay 30%. I was just saying that the credit scoring formula wants you to keep your balances below 30% of your limit. And so if your monthly charges, budgeted charges that you pay off by the due date, if those charges go above 30% of the limit, and then that balance is reported to the bureau, that's pulling your score down. Probably slightly, but it is. And so if you were to come in and pay it off prior to the end of the cycle, then the balance that is reported to the bureau, even if it isn't zero because you had a few charges, it's going to be well below 30% of the limit, and that's going to work in your favor. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. That's exactly what I wanted to know. So we're doing pretty much the right thing at this time.
You are doing the right thing, and I think even if you were to just stick with this 780, bottom line is you're probably not out looking to borrow a lot of money. So you really don't need to have a credit score at 850 or 820. And even if you wanted to borrow money at 780, you're going to qualify for the very best rates and terms, and you're not having any kind of penalty on your insurance premiums or anything like that. So I would say credit utilization is key. The other thing is just credit mix, and you're not going to be able to do anything about this, because that just basically says, you know, the formula wants you to have a diverse credit portfolio, meaning you've got some revolving accounts like a credit card, you've got some installment accounts like a car loan. Well, you don't have one of those, and that's a good thing. I wouldn't want you to pay interest just to get another 20 points on your credit score, but, you know, that's probably working slightly against you. But the big thing you can do is just keep paying on time. And, you know, I think you're in great shape. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Brad. We appreciate you checking in with us today, sir. Lord bless you. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Wayne. How can I help?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a semi-retired CPA and have not really had this question asked, but as a longtime Christ follower, I'm concerned that when we have resources that we're supposed to be stewarding, even in our present situation, once the rapture happens, there's going to be a lot of people who have done a lot of estate planning, but they will not, those left behind that may be in their estate direction will not be able to present a certificate of death to get the estate transactions rolling, which is just going to lock up a tremendous amount of money nationwide, if not worldwide, for things like that. Have you, as the CKAs, addressed that issue as what might possibly be an alternative to release those funds quicker than the six-month requirement for each heir? Or possibly put it in an estate, in your estate, that everything would default to the church that's left from those left behind.
It's an interesting thought. I really haven't, you know, given that a whole lot of thought. Apart from, I think it's important to balance faith, you know, and current management of present stewardship with practical estate planning, making sure the next steward is chosen and prepared. And you're bringing up kind of an interesting piece of this, which is, you know, normally you would name beneficiaries, which could be individuals, and then you'd have a contingent beneficiary, which could be organizations or entities, hopefully entities doing work in the name of Jesus. And, you know, you're presenting a case where, based on, pre-tribulation, the Christians are raptured, and then, you know, there's those left behind, and you'd want those monies to, go to advance the gospel. And, you know, there would be a lot of disruption because a lot of those organizations, Lord willing, a lot of those folks would be with the Lord, whether it's a local church or ministries. So I'm not sure we can solve for all of that. I think prudent estate planning says, again, is the next steward chosen and prepared? So I'd be naming beneficiaries that get it, and I would be naming, you know, organizations either in your trust or in your will, or, you know, as a direct beneficiary through a TOD or something like that. And then beyond that, I would prioritize current giving. Do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. Let's get as much into circulation in God's economy now. And this even underscores that further of not waiting to do all of our giving at death. But it's a great question, Wayne. Thanks for raising it. We'll be right back.
When you become a Christian, the old nature doesn't go away. You just get a new nature. Before you were saved, you didn't have any option except to be a slave to the old nature. Now you have the new nature and you have an option. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you. And that's what happens when you become a Christian.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his message, The New and the Old, on the next Turning Point Weekend Edition.
Listen to Turning Point, Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
While we rejoice that Roe was overturned, the pro-choicers are very energized. They are winning the arguments and elections. We need to win them back. The people who bring you Wretched Radio have produced a powerful, persuasive, and proactive 13-lesson video series to help.
You don't need a PhD to tell you that human life is more valuable than the life of the ants.
Order Life is Best at shop.wretched.org and listen to Wretched Radio Saturday nights at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Every day we hear life-changing stories from listeners just like you who see money and possessions as tools to invite more people into God's kingdom. Instead of chasing wealth, you've chosen to embrace God as your source of love and provision. At FaithFi, we're passionate about meeting people where they live and work through our national radio program, app, resources, and website to influence widespread positive change in our culture. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at faithfi.com/give.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. In our final segment today, we look forward to taking your calls and questions, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you today. Let's go out to Indiana and welcome Kenny to the broadcast. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm looking to invest for my grandkids, something that, you know, they don't have to file taxes on every year, or that maybe some other people could do instead of buying them all these toys that they don't really need.
Yeah. Interesting. So you've got a couple of options there, Kenny. I love that you're thinking about this. Number one is to decide how and when you want them to receive the money. And so if you want this money earmarked for college, then I'd probably open a 529 plan. The kids would be the beneficiaries, but you would control the account. You could make systematic deposits into it, you know, a couple of times a year or even monthly. You could invest it. The money would grow tax-free, and then it would be available for qualified educational expenses, and you could get it out based on scholarship and grant awards. Or you could roll it even actually into a Roth IRA if they don't use it. So that would be one. If you want it more widely available for any purpose, then the other option is I would recommend you open it an account in your name, or if you're married, you and your wife, it's separate from your other account, so you've kind of earmarked it for the kids or the grandkids, but you control it. Because if you put it in a custodial account, it becomes their money at the age of majority, typically 18. And if their life trajectory is perhaps running away from the Lord, or they don't have this, you know, the financial maturity at that point to handle it, the last thing you'd want to do would be to drop an account of several thousand dollars or more in their lap. And so the idea would be that you could set up the account. It's specifically set aside for the child. You could buy individual stocks, or probably more appropriately, mutual funds. You could even buy some of the faith-based investing mutual funds that are screened for your values, like Eventide or Timothy Plan or One Ascent or some of those, and then just let it grow. And then at the time of your choosing, you could bless the child or grandchild with it, by passing it along and letting them do what they want with it. But give me your thoughts on all that, Kenny.
That sounds pretty good. I like probably, I said the 529 can be used if they don't go to college yet.
Well, you've got limited options without having to pay a penalty. The two options you've got that are most often used, one of them's new based on a change in the law. The other's been around since they started. But if they get scholarships and grants that pays the cost of college, then you can get the money out of the 529 equivalent to the scholarships and the grants that have been awarded. And so they don't penalize you for the child doing well and getting those scholarships, and allows you to get the money out. The other option, again, not having a penalty, is that as long as the money's been in there a certain amount of time and up to $35,000, in smaller increments over multiple years, the money could then be transferred into a Roth IRA in the name of the child. And then you would be essentially seeding what would become a wonderful blessing when they get to retirement, because now they've got, let's say 40 or 50 years for this money to grow tax-free, and then have it accessible at retirement in a Roth IRA.
Okay.
Yeah. So those both are available in a 529. The next question for you, Kenny, is if that's the direction you go, which state's 529 is best for you? It may be the one there in Indiana. It may not be. And it's going to come down to weighing the tax benefits, the state tax benefits that you get from using Indiana's plan, with the investment performance, historically, at least, of the other 529s across the country, and determining which one is best based on that analysis. And my favorite website to help you do that analysis is savingforcollege.com. Savingforcollege.com. You'll actually be able to plug in your information, the state you live in, how much you want to put in, and it will come back and say, okay, based on your situation and where you live in the country, here's the top five 529s we recommend for you and why. And I think after you do that, they'll give you links to open the 529 online. It shouldn't take you more than a few minutes. And then you can start funding it at your discretion. You could do it monthly. You could do it one time. It's completely up to you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kenny. We appreciate you being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We've got room for perhaps one or two more questions before we round out the broadcast today. So whatever's on in your mind in your financial life today, we'd love to hear from you and help you think about that in light of biblical wisdom. Before we head back to the phones here, in just a moment, let me circle back to this idea of estate planning. With estate planning, we're not trying to presume upon the future. What we're saying is that a part of good stewardship is that last stewardship decision that we will make, which is, who is the next steward, and are they prepared to receive it? And often we will default to, well, I'm just going to give it to the kids. And that may be a great option. In fact, that's maybe what you decide to do. But I think it does require just thinking through how much to leave to the kids, how much individually to leave to each child, because one of the principles Ron Blue talks about in his book, Splitting Heirs, which I think is the best book on this topic, is, and this will kind of rub some people the wrong way, so let me just prepare you. He says, if you love your children equally, you will treat them uniquely, which just simply means, you know, one child who's, you know, in one situation versus one who's in another, you may decide to give differing amounts. You know, one may be in a very lucrative job and not need the money. The other may be a single parent who's, you know, working and earning a much lower wage and could, you know, far benefit from an increased inheritance. You may, as you evaluate where they're at spiritually, decide that giving the money to them could propel them. It could be the fuel, you know, to push them away from the Lord. And that may affect your decision making. We also realize that I think, you know, underneath all of it is the values that you're transferring, that values transfer from you to the next generation, which includes both the spiritual capital, the character capital that you're instilling and transferring to the next generation is paramount, far more important than the financial capital. And I would say the financial capital rides on top of those other two things. And depending on how well we've transferred the spiritual capital and the character capital, the financial capital can either be used for good or it can be a distraction and even a burden. So I think we just need to give a lot of thought and prayer to this. And again, if you'd like to really process this topic, the book by Ron Blue, Splitting Heirs, could be a great resource for you to pick up. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you. All right, as we round out the broadcast today, let's try to get to a couple of more phone calls. We've got one line open, 800-525-7000. I can probably sneak in one additional call. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Chris. Go ahead.
Hello, yes.
How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, sir, hang on. Let me get to a spot here. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm on the job working. My mother, she's 70 years old. She's came across a little bit of tax-free income awarded through court, and we were wanting to know what would be the best way she could maybe I don't know, gain some, what kind of account should we put in? She wants to be a little bit conservative, maybe take a little bit for a couple of home repairs, but not much, but mostly for, I don't know, a money market account.
Yes.
That's my question.
Yeah, very good. I love that you're helping her navigate this, Chris. Let's talk about that. So it's a $50,000 award. And is, what did you say the priorities are at this point? And let me just prompt you with a couple of thoughts. First is, what kind of liquid, what I call emergency savings, does she have currently, not counting this $50,000?
Emergency savings?
Yes, sir.
Really not, really nothing, really.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Pretty so I think
as the checking account, she, you know. Yeah, and no retirement funds.
Okay. And so she's living on Social Security alone, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So this is a great blessing to do a couple of things. Number one is, as you said, she's probably got some projects that she's been neglecting around the house, maybe just some basic repairs and maintenance and upkeep that she needs to do and she hasn't had the money to do. This is a great opportunity to do that. I'd go slow on that and be really thoughtful about what things you do, because the rest of it, I think this is the opportunity to kind of fully fund that emergency fund, that liquid savings that she can get to, you can help her get to in the event the unexpected comes. And it will, right? It does for all of us. And so I think, yeah, we're not looking to invest this money, at least in my perspective. I think we want to probably just put it into a high yield savings. You could take, you know, a portion of it and put it in a CD just because they're pretty attractive right now. So perhaps we think of this in terms of, okay, we take the $50,000, we pull out the money for the home renovations, and let's say that's $10,000. I'm just making up a number. And then we've got $40,000 left, and maybe we split that $20,000 in high yield savings. And you can get 4.5%, 5% right now with no fees, no minimums, and FDIC insurance. And then maybe we'd take the other $20,000 and put it in a 1 year or a 2 year CD and, you know, get some good interest on that. So that would be my best recommendation. And the place to go to find the very best online banks providing the best yields for high yield savings and for the CDs is bankrate.com. and you'll find those. And then you could set those up for her, link them to her checking account so she could move money back and forth, or you could electronically. But that's going to help her get the very best rates and terms. So hopefully that helps you, my friend. We appreciate your call today. That's going to do it for us. Hey, a big thanks to my team today. Couldn't do it without them. Devin Patrick, Sandy Dickinson, and Taylor Stanrich, and everybody here at Faith 5. If you'd like to support our work between now and the end of the month, that would be huge. Go to faithfi.com and click give. Thanks in advance, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.